This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Zestril. Active ingredient, S. lisinopril. This leaflet provides important information about using Zestril. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Zestril. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Zestril? Zestril contains the active ingredient lisinopril. Zestril belongs to a group of medicines called angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE inhibitors. Zestril is used to lower high blood pressure, which doctors call hypertension. It is also used to treat heart failure and patients who have just had a heart attack. What should I know before I use Zestril? Warnings. Do not use Zestril if you are allergic to lisinopril or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have taken any medicines called ACE inhibitors before and have had allergic reactions with swelling of the hands, feet, or ankles, the face, lips, tongue and or throat with difficulty in swallowing or breathing, or if you or a member of your family have had a similar reaction. If you or a family member has had an allergic reaction to an ACE inhibitor before, you may be allergic to Zestril. You or a member of your family has a history of swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, hands, or feet for no apparent reason. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction to Zestril may include skin rash, itchiness, difficulty breathing or swallowing, or swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or throat. You are undergoing hemodialysis. You are taking a blood pressure medicine containing alisquirin and you have diabetes mellitus. You are taking a blood pressure medicine containing alisquirin and you have kidney problems. Check with your doctor if you have any other medical conditions, including kidney problems, or are undergoing dialysis. Low blood pressure, you may notice this as faintness or dizziness, especially when standing. Liver problems, diabetes, aortic stenosis, narrowing of the aorta, renal stenosis, narrowing of the renal artery, or hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, an increase in the thickness of the heart muscle, diarrhea, or vomiting. Take any medicines for any other condition. If you are following a very low salt diet, if you are going to receive desensitization treatment for an allergy, e.g. to insect stings, the desensitization treatment reduces the effects of the allergy, e.g. bee or wasp stings, but sometimes it can cause a more severe allergic reaction if you are taking an ACE inhibitor during the desensitization treatment. If you are taking medicines called MTOR inhibitors, such as temsirolimus, everolimus, sirolimus, or medicines containing NEP inhibitors, such as racecadatol, taking these medicines with Zestril may increase the risk of angioedema. Signs of angioedema include swelling of the face, lips, tongue and or throat with difficulty in swallowing or breathing. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Zestril is not recommended for use during pregnancy. Talk to your doctor if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Zestril should not be used while breastfeeding or if planning to breastfeed. Your baby may absorb this medicine in the womb or from breast milk, and therefore there is a possibility of harm to the baby. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Zestril and affect how it works, and some medicines may be affected by Zestril. Medicines used to treat high blood pressure or heart problems called angiotensin II receptor blockers, such as candesartan, valsartan, telmisartan, olmesartan, or irbesartan. Other medicines used to treat high blood pressure, including any that contain alisquirin, see also information under the heading, when you must not take it. Diuretic tablets, also called fluid or water tablets. Lithium, a medicine used to treat some types of mental disorders. Potassium tablets, salt substitutes containing potassium, or other medicines which can increase potassium in your body. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines used to treat arthritis and muscle pain, such as indomethacin, naproxen, or ibuprofen. Heparin, a medicine used to prevent blood clots. A medicine used to treat infection containing sulfamethoxazole and trimethoprim, also known as cotrimoxazole. Gold injections, such as sodium or thiamalate, usually used to treat rheumatoid arthritis. Insulin, or other medicines used to treat diabetes. Medicines used to break down blood clots such as alteplase or retoplase. Medicines called mTOR inhibitors, such as temsirolimus, everolimus, sirolimus, or medicines containing NEP inhibitors, such as racecadatol. T. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Zestrel. How do I use Zestrel? How much to take? Your doctor will tell you how many tablets you need to take each day. This depends on your condition and whether you are taking other medicines. Take Zestrel only when prescribed by your doctor. For high blood pressure, for most patients, the usual starting dose is 5 mg to 10 mg taken once a day. Some patients may need a lower starting dose. The dose may need to be increased depending on your blood pressure. Most patients take between 10 mg to 20 mg each day, taken once a day. For heart failure, the usual starting dose is 2.5 mg taken once a day. Depending on your response, this dose may need to be increased. The usual dose is between 5 mg to 20 mg each day, taken once a day. For heart attack, Zestrel may be started within 24 hours of the onset of the symptoms of heart attack. The usual starting dose is 5 mg, which is followed 24 hours later by another 5 mg dose. This is then followed 48 hours later by a 10 mg dose, and then 10 mg taken once a day thereafter. Some patients may need a lower starting and maintenance dose. How long to take Zestrel? Continue taking the tablets for as long as your doctor tells you. Zestrel helps control your high blood pressure and helps improve your heart failure, but does not cure it. Therefore, you must take Zestrel every day. Follow the instructions provided and use Zestrel until your doctor tells you to stop. When to take Zestrel? Zestrel should be used at about the same time each day. Taking your tablet or tablets at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take the tablets. How to take Zestrel? Swallow Zestrel with a glass of water or other liquid. It does not matter if you take Zestrel before or after food. If you forget to use Zestrel, Zestrel should be used regularly at the same time each day. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed and take your next dose when you are meant to. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. If you use too much Zestrel, if you think that you have used too much Zestrel, you may need urgent medical attention. If you take too many tablets, you will probably feel lightheaded or dizzy, or you may faint. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while using Zestrel? Things you should do. Have your blood pressure checked when your doctor says to make sure Zestrel is working. Call your doctor straight away if you feel any lightheadedness or dizziness after you take your first dose of Zestrel, or if your dose is increased. This is especially important if you are taking Zestrel for heart failure. Feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint, and this problem gets worse or continues. Get up slowly when getting out of bed or standing up. You may feel lightheaded or dizzy, especially if you are also taking a diuretic fluid tablet. This is because your blood pressure is falling suddenly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. Become pregnant while taking Zestrel. Are about to be started on any new medicine? Plan to have surgery, even at the dentist, that needs a general anesthetic? Your blood pressure may drop suddenly during surgery. Have excessive vomiting and/or diarrhea while taking Zestrel? This can result in you losing too much water and may drop your blood pressure too much. Things you must do. Make sure you drink enough water during exercise and hot weather when you are taking Zestrel, especially if you sweat a lot. If you do not drink enough water while taking Zestrel, you may faint or feel lightheaded or sick. This is because your blood pressure is dropping suddenly. If you continue to feel unwell, tell your doctor. Go to your doctor regularly for a checkup. Your doctor may occasionally do a blood test to check your potassium level in the blood and see how your kidneys are working. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Zestrel. Things you should not do. Do not take Zestrel to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give Zestrel to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Zestrel affects you. Zestrel may cause dizziness in some people, especially after the first dose or if the dose is increased. Make sure you know how you react to Zestrel before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or lightheaded. If you drink alcohol, dizziness or lightheadedness may be worse. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Your doctor may advise you to limit your alcohol intake. Things that would be helpful for your blood pressure or heart failure. Some self-help measures suggested below may help your condition. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about these measures and for more information. Diet. Eat a healthy diet, which includes plenty of fresh vegetables, fruit, bread, cereals, and fish. Also eat less fat and sugar. Exercise. Regular exercise helps to reduce blood pressure and helps the heart get fitter, but it is important not to overdo it. Walking is good exercise, but try to find a route that is fairly flat. Before starting any exercise, ask your doctor about the best kind of program for you. Salt. Your doctor may advise you to watch the amount of salt in your diet. To reduce your salt intake, you should avoid using salt in cooking or at the table. Smoking. Your doctor may advise you to stop smoking or at least cut down. Weight. Your doctor may suggest losing some weight to help lower your blood pressure and help lessen the amount of work your heart has to do. Some people may need a dietitian's help to lose weight. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the blister pack until it is time to take them. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius, away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom or near a sink or in the car or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Gut-related. Mild stomach upsets such as feeling sick, diarrhea, or stomach pains. Impotence. Respiratory or breathing related. Dry cough. Running nose or sinus pain. Changes in the way things smell. Other. Lightheadedness or dizziness. Headache. Fatigue. Hair loss or thinning. Changes in the way things taste. Feeling sleepy or difficulty in going to sleep. Strange dreams. What to do? Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Allergic reaction related. Changes in the way our heart beats. For example, if you notice it beating faster. Yellowing of the skin and or eyes, also called jaundice. Tingling or numbness of the hands and feet. Severe abdominal pain. Skin related. Itchy skin rash, psoriasis, or other skin problems. Other. Signs of frequent or worrying infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers. Passing less urine than is normal for you. Bruising more easily than normal. Signs of dehydration such as nausea, vomiting, muscle cramps, headache, drowsiness, and tiredness. Seeing, feeling, or hearing things that are not there. What to do? Call your doctor straight away or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. Very side effects. Very serious side effects. Allergic reaction related. Chest pain, angina. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Wheeziness due to tightness in the chest, difficulty breathing. collapse, numbness, or weakness of arms or legs. Pinkish, itchy swellings on the skin, also called hives or nettle rash. Fainting. What to do? Stop taking this medicine and tell your doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with the doctor's prescription. What Zestril contains. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Lisinopril. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Mannitol. Calcium hydrogen phosphate dihydrate. Maize starch. Progelatinized maize starch. Magnesium stearate, E572. Iron oxide red C177491, E172. Potential allergens. None. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Zestril looks like. Zestril 5 mg, a pink, round, biconvex tablets with the heart image and the figure 5 marked on one side and a line through the middle on the other side. Ostar 70837. Zestril 10 mg, a pink, round, biconvex tablets with the heart image and the figure 10 marked on one side and a plane on the other side. Ostar 70838. Zestril 20 mg, brownish red, round, biconvex tablets with the heart image and the figure 20 marked on one side and a plane on the other side. Ostar 70839. A box of Zestril contains 30 tablets. Who distributes Zestril? Zestril is supplied in Australia by Clinic Pty Limited, 20 to 132 Atlantic Drive, Keysborough, Victoria 3173, Australia. Free call Australia. 1-800-899-005. Registered trademark. This leaflet was prepared in April 2, 2022.